Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. What can I get for you?
Yeah, I would like a number two with extra salt. And hey, do you remember the movie Weekend at Bernie's? Do you have anything like that?
Pull up to the second window and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. I am John here, thankfully, with Jamie. You're back.
I'm alive. I'm not 100%, but I'm here. I'm happy to be here. So I've missed the microphone. I'll say it that way.
You look great. Sound terrible. I'm sorry.
Do I look okay, really?
You do.
I don't.
You have color. You're walking.
I am upright.
You've had a rough week. You, not only you, but your whole family. So
five of the six of us have gotten the flu.
I don't know what happened to the other one. I mean, do they live in the detached garage or something?
We're trying to figure that out. He needs to be studied in a lab so that he may be the cure for the flu.
So it was a he. Was it the old one or the young one?
The young one. The old one's in bad shape.
Oh, I feel like still. You're a young one. Probably ate like dirt and stuff. So yeah. His immune system's fine.
Yeah, maybe he has it. Maybe he infected the flu. Anyway, we do have a fun story here today.
It's not fun.
Weekend at Bernie's is fun, but this is not. So get us rolling, John.
We're going to, this is very recent. I mean, this is literally unfolding before our very eyes. So we're going to start the story here. It will definitely be followed, and we'll give you more updates probably on Patreon. But this past Monday, February 3rd, there were some officers who were called to a home in Highland Heights. This is in an area called Gray, Kentucky. And they responded to this home because there was a call that there was an unresponsive person at a residence on Gray Stable Lane. Upon arrival, officers found 37-year-old Laura Hearn deceased in her bed.
Yeah, this is an area that's in northern Kentucky, up around Cincinnati, around the Ohio River, so certainly a familiar area to anybody who lives in the Ohio Valley. Authorities figured out that Laura's body showed obvious signs of decomposition, which led them to believe that she had been dead for somewhere between 7 and 10 days before they discovered her body. Now, her husband, 42-year-old Tyler Hearn, admitted to finding his wife dead, but he didn't report her death to authorities. Instead, he lived in that house for at least a week with his wife's dead body.
I'm not going to go into the details of what state her body was in, but police did say it was definitely in a decomposed state. So you could only imagine that this was not a pleasant environment to be in. Just awful. So to conceal her death, Tyler used her phone to send text messages to her family members because, of course, they were attempting to reach out to her and see what was going on, and he was texting back, trying to give the impression that she was alive and well. However, once police arrived at the home, Tyler Hearn was arrested and charged with abuse of a corpse, and he is currently being held in the Campbell County Detention Center on a $500,000 bail.
During his arraignment hearing, which was on Tuesday of this week, February 4th, he pled not guilty, and they've set another preliminary hearing for next week, February 13th, and hopefully we'll find out more information then. John, obviously we're limited information, but if he is willing to stay there with the corpse, conceal a corpse, and he has been charged with abuse of the corpse, I have to assume that there's the potential that he had something to do with making that body a corpse.
It's definitely a possibility. And of course, I do not think this is the end of the story. He did tell police that she was sick for 4 weeks leading up to the arrest on Monday. How much of that is true? Who knows? If she was sick and he found her dead, why wouldn't he just call that in? Yeah, there's a whole slew of things that don't really add up, and I think that this is going to be the tip of the iceberg.
And is he the one do we know who called it in? Because it was called in on Monday.
That information was called in by him, and there is a very brief 911 transcript that I saw that just, it was very brief, and it just said that there is a, his wife is in the bedroom, unresponsive.
Wow.
So I think that he was probably trying to pass this off as this had just happened.
Right.
But police are trained enough, and it doesn't take a brain scientist to realize that someone has been dead for over a day, especially when it's been over a week.
A rocket surgeon doesn't have to show up to tell you that. Yeah, she's unresponsive, but when's the last time you felt her pulse? It was 8 days ago. Now, that's not a good look.
To play devil's advocate, you know, you've had the flu. If my wife had the flu, I'm not going to go in the bedroom and like have full blown conversations with her, but I'm going to stay away from her for the most part, but I'm going to take her food, something to drink, medicine.
I mean, and we have electronics. We check in via text. Are you awake? Are you able to do whatever?
If nothing else, just go to the bedroom door and say, hey, dear, yo, but I don't think this was a husband doing his best. I think this was something more sinister.
Yeah, I'm certainly interested to find out what else happened here, and we will keep you posted on that, whether that's in another True Crime To Go or over on TikTok for as long as we have it. I don't know. I hear different things every day, but TikTok's here, and we're active on it, so go follow us over there. And this has been a crime story in 10 minutes or less.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.